a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire. It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
Welcome back to the Rasball Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, JB Gilpin, here with my trusty Slim on Tuesday, January 20th. 2015. How you doing today, man?
Pretty good. I'm certainly more trustworthy than our boy Nurkic.
Oh, what is happening? It's foul city out there.
Yeah, and you know, they actually let him play through it a little bit yesterday. He got two quick fouls and they left him in.
And then didn't he foul out?
Yeah, we're close to it. It's tough to watch.
Yeah, yeah. How's your weekend, man? Any big happenings?
No, I watched some football.
Yeah, that was...
A lot of people did that. It was pretty disappointing overall.
A good game than a bad game, that's for sure.
I mean, the hoopla surrounding that second game was kind of funny, if nothing else.
Yeah, so who you got in the Super Bowl?
Anyone beating the Patriots is my team.
Yeah, I think I'll be cheering for the back-to-back for the Seahawks, too. Yeah. So, on today's show, we're going to recap everything that we can since last Thursday, including a possible major injury last night. We're going to have to stay tuned there. We've got a new game for you today. It's called The Worry Game. Slim and I are going to talk about a few guys, how worried we are on them on a scale of 1 to 10. And maybe it'll come together and be fun. We can do it again. And then we're going to wrap up the show with the light slate of Tuesday games, only two tonight, and make our 30-point challenge picks for Tuesday night.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready to bear some possible really bad news about LaMarcus Aldridge?
I keep waiting, you know, keep checking in to see what's the news. Is it bad? Is it bad? But nothing yet.
Yeah, so x-rays are negative on his thumb, but I don't know, this thing where you have like a Tommy John ligament in your thumb, and if you tear it, I think it's a UCL in your thumb, you have to have surgery on it. Saw a couple baseball players have it last year. Didn't Nick Young have it earlier this year, I believe?
I don't know. They all meld together to me. I don't know which is which. Well, I'm pretty sure the UCL is one long ligament that goes all the way through from your shoulder down through your arm, through your wrist.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
one big thing, and just where the tear is what causes, you know, different things.
So be looking to see if Aldridge has shoulder surgery to heal his thumb. I think that's what we're watching for.
it doesn't sound that crazy to me, you know. I don't know why, but.
I think those injuries were, you know, six-ish week timetables. If that happens for Aldridge, you know, I mean, obviously we're way in the speculation game. What does that do for him in standard leagues?
6 weeks? Do we even have that left? Yeah, we're getting way too close to the end to be thinking about that kind of long-term injury.
Yeah, he would.
If they're projecting that he's back within, like, 2 weeks of the fantasy playoffs, he pretty much becomes a drop.
Wow. So, I think...
You know, they always go a little bit long, especially the older players.
Yep.
And then he's got to, you know, work his way back and yada yada. It's not worth it. It won't be worth it.
And the Blazers playing so well, I mean, maybe they completely fall apart while he's out.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's not that bad. Maybe it's just rest.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot him full of something and tell him to, you know, use his left for a little while.
If only Kawhi Leonard could have had that sort of that sort of guidance to heal his hand.
Yes, wise words.
All right, so last night, a guy that I've talked about a few times that I'm a little interested in. I don't know, I like this Langston Galloway kid. Goes career high 21 points last night, 21 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 31 starting minutes. Hits 3 trays. Did you see how bad Jose Calderon played last night in a win?
Yeah, it's no good. He needs to go. What's his value, though? Is anybody actually looking to trade for him?
I don't know. So Calderon plays 23 minutes, 5 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, no steals or blocks, and shoots 2 for 10.
Nice. I don't think Galloway is the answer at point, though.
Yeah, he might not be. He might be one of those combo guards that's usually more at the two. But, I mean, the thing that I like about it is 31 starting minutes in a win. Shane Larkin only plays 15 minutes off the bench. You know, Hardaway Jr. plays 27, but he's playing a lot of backup, small forward minutes. I like Galloway. I think this could stick as a 30-minute-per-game starter.
Maybe. Or they don't sign him to another 30-day contract and try somebody else. It's tough to say. I mean, there's nothing, you know, no semblance of an offense in New York. So if a guy goes off, you know, the first time, it's just, you know, an outlier. If he does it 2 or 3 times, then we'll see. I mean, no one's going out of their way to pick him up right now.
No.
They shouldn't.
I mean, I wouldn't give anything good away for him, but, you know, do you like Galloway or Calderon the rest of the season?
I don't know if Galloway will be on the team rest of the season, whereas I'm pretty sure Calderon, even if he's traded, will be traded somewhere that he'll actually play some kind of minutes.
I don't know.
It's tough to say rest of the season for a 10-day contract guy.
Yeah, well, wasn't Covington when he was brought up on a 10-day contract at first?
No, they couldn't sign 10-day contracts yet when he was brought up.
How does that work? I don't even know I didn't even know that.
There's a certain date they can start signing 10-day contracts.
Okay.
Like, all players they have on their contract, on their roster up until that date, or pretty close to it, their contracts become guaranteed. So that's why there was all that trading at that one time, you know, in that like 2 or 3 day period. Mm-hmm. It was right before 10-day contracts could be signed and players were guaranteed contracts. That's why all that trading happened.
Gotcha. Well,
you know that?
Slim the teacher over here, JB the student, learning. I don't know. I thought you could do 10-day contracts all year. But
maybe
it's because some teams get roster exemptions that I've seen them happen earlier. And maybe not, though. Anyway, so you're gonna take Calderon over Galloway. Rest of the season,
right this second, I trust Calderon's minutes more.
Nah,
I mean, I think Galloway is like in the same boat as, you know, Lou Amundsen.
Oh, come on.
Amundsen got how many minutes yesterday?
He got 24 and he started, but
yeah.
It's Lou Amundsen. He's like 90.
He's 32. He should not be playing on a 10-day contract nonetheless.
Yeah.
It's pointless. They're just trying people out.
And yeah, but
they're not playing some of their young guys who probably need the development. You know, where's Thanasis in all this?
He's still in the D League, right?
For now.
That's a good question. The thing with Galloway, though, is, I mean, he's young, and they might as well.
That's Thanasis Antetokounmpo, by the way, just in case.
So it's pronounced differently than his brother?
No, I'm pretty sure. There's 2 or 3 m's in there, so no, it's the same. Just making sure everybody knew who we were talking about instead of some, you know, sounds like some Greek tragedy.
Well, the entire Knicks team is a Greek tragedy right now. So are you starting to turn the corner a little bit for Elfrid Payton? I know last time we brought him up, it was maybe a week ago or so, you said that, you weren't too enthusiastic, hated the low percents, too many turnovers. But he had a really great weekend, had 15-6-4, 22-4-12, 19-4-8, you know, 4-plus turnovers the past 3 games, but multi-steals in all of them, starting to hit the free throws a little better. Is he must-own in your book yet?
Yeah, I mean, he probably was as soon as he got that starting job back. But the other thing is, you know, in these past 8 games, he's taken 1-3. So that's why the field goal percent is now coming back up.
Yeah, needs to not shoot threes. And that's
yep.
a knock he's on this game.
Volume free throws. The volume of free throws is pretty low. I mean, he's only missing 1 per game, which is not going to kill you.
Well, the volume's coming up lately, though. The last 3 games, 10 for 13. Getting to the stripe a little bit more. A little bit more aggressive with the shot. Double-digit shots in 3 straight.
Yeah. I mean, there's still no Tobias.
I think that was going to be my next question. Does Tobias coming back start taking that usage down a little bit?
Oh, from everybody.
Yeah.
He is a pretty good, pretty high usage guy.
Mm-hmm.
He loves shooting the ball, and when he gets the ball, he will shoot it. He passes some. He's not too bad. But, no, he hurts offenses because of how many shots he takes.
Mm-hmm. So in a, you know, 12 or 14, or if you can sell Elfrid for pretty high, you'd do it.
I don't know. Sell him? Yeah.
I don't know what you'd get.
Terrible playoff schedule.
That's a good point, too. We are definitely in playoff schedule time.
Two games in the semis from Elfrid is no good.
Yeah, agree with you there. I'm trying to think of some comps. Would you trade Elfrid for Brandon Jennings off a couple bad games?
It's comparable. I would want something else. I'd hold on to Elfrid than that. I'd be looking to sell a little higher.
Could I name any more point guards that you hate more than these two?
I like Elfrid. You know how much I like Elfrid.
I know. I don't know. I feel like I've started to like him more than you lately.
But I wouldn't trust him for more than 10 to 12 points a game. This 22 points and 19 points, there's just no way. It's not going to stay up there.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, like we said, with Tobias coming back, it certainly makes it a little bleaker.
The skills are there. Everything's there that we thought would be there from the beginning. So that 80-ish rank we had, that's about where I'd put him right now.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I guess I'm surprised that he's moved into more of a pure point guard with Oladipo, more pure shooting guard. I thought they'd be more combo guard-ish. So.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing fast. They're just not playing under control. So maybe with more control, that'll come.
Mm-hmm. Another team that plays without any control is the 76ers. But lately, Nerlens Noel is playing a little bit better. Had a really, really good night against the Pelicans. This was without Brow, but 17-11, 2-2-5 with no turnovers and hit 7 for 10 shots. Pretty much the game of his life. A lot of steals, a lot of blocks, only 4 turnovers the last 4 games. Actually, it's only, 6 turnovers the last 7 games. That's coming down. Hitting his shot a little bit better, hitting free throws a little bit better. Are you turning the corner with Noel yet?
A little bit. I still don't think either percent's going to be pretty. I would put him at sub 10 points a game. I don't think he's much of a rebounder. And the steals and blocks, they've been there all year.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot. I like the playoff schedule. Obviously, that's going to help a lot. But no, I'm not moving too much unless I really want those steals and blocks, which have been there all year. So, you know, a 10-8 now. That's probably what we had him at the beginning of the year, though.
He's at exactly 1.6 assists, steals, and blocks for a little stat oddity for you. I don't know. I'm coming back up on him a little bit. Like, in our big man conversation, I looked back on how we ranked those bigs. We did that, just last week, right?
Was that last week?
I think it was. It seems like a year ago with how these things change. But
Three games is a lifetime for guys who just got the call.
Mm-hmm. Like we had Nurkic over Gobert. I think that's a pretty clear flip flop.
Yeah, but there's still issues with Gobert.
True.
Trustworthy. I think Noel has definitely come up.
We had Whiteside a couple bigs ahead of Noel. You still feel good with Whiteside over him?
I do. I think he's going to block a lot more shots, and he's going to give you great field goal percent, which Noel will not.
It's true.
And I don't think he's going to hurt you in free throw percent any more than Noel. I don't think the volume is there for Whiteside to do that.
Probably a few more boards for Whiteside, too. I don't know. I think I'm going Noel. I like that the turnovers are going away.
Well, Whiteside is very low turnovers also.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Because he doesn't pass the ball, so he has, like, no assists either. They're very different types of players.
I know. It's kind of a tough comp, but I just wanted to throw that out there, see if it sounds like you haven't moved Noel too much in your mind.
No, and it's the problem is I don't see the scoring and the rebounding like all of a sudden being. If he was a 12-10, that'd be a big jump for him.
Yeah.
From 10-8.
needs to work on the boarding a little bit. I feel like he's also, I feel like he looked a lot bigger in summer league highlights than he does now. He looks kind of skinny.
Now that he's playing against NBA size.
Yeah. I want to say that the NBA skill level is a little bit different than the summer league skill level. What do you think?
A little.
Yeah. It's marginal. It's marginal. You have to look really close.
Couple more people in the stands.
Yeah, only a few more. Well, that's if you're comparing going to a Knicks game versus another game.
it's about the same as summer league.
So what the hell do you make out of Jameer Nelson? How weird is this? So he's terrible in Dallas, even though he gets a starting role. Just doesn't come together there. Gets traded to Boston. Has, you know, one or two interesting games because he gets some assists, but doesn't really do much there. Then gets traded to Denver, and man, he has been he's been really, really high up there in Denver. So 3 games, 14 and 7, 16 and 4, 14 and 5. Those are his points and assists. He's hit 2 threes in every game. His minutes are 28, 19, 25. Are you buying Jameer Nelson as a low-end usable guy rest of the season?
I'll stream him for assists in a 12-er, but I doubt I'll own him longer than a game or two.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, you look at, you know, got a few extra minutes because Golden State beat the Nuggets by 200 or 300 points yesterday.
We also have the return of Randy Foy now. So
yeah, that's a big one.
Blowout, what's going to happen? Don't know. Aflalo got 23 minutes. I don't know about that.
Yeah, again, that was a lot of that was how bad that game was. I don't know. I liked him as a streamer tonight, and we'll talk more about tonight's games. But a good comp would be, you know, Jameer Nelson or another bench guy like Deion Waiters. Who'd you rather own?
A little different what you're looking for, but I would probably favor Jameer Nelson with what he's doing.
Really? Oh, I thought that was going to be a quick Deion Waiters answer.
What does Waiters do?
He plays professional basketball.
Yeah, but is he? I mean,
plays on the Thunder.
Now he does.
He plays more. He's going to play more minutes than Nelson. I mean, Waiters is just mad hot right now. He's hitting a lot of shots.
I think that's all there really is to it.
Man, he's got a lot of steals. 9 steals the last 4 games. 3 blocks the last 4 games.
And he was doing really good with the steals for the limited minutes in Cleveland. He had 1.3 in only 24 minutes. And maybe you can buy those steals. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. I think it's Waiters for me.
I'm not owning either one of them. I wouldn't be surprised if Jameer Nelson out-three-points him. Three-pointers made.
Mm-hmm.
Agree. He's not going to score as much, but...
Agree.
The huge assists. Waiters doesn't get boards or anything. Neither of them get boards.
Eh, I don't know if Nelson's going to be huge assists, though. And Foy coming back just really clouds the minutes.
Oh, for sure. And they really have no reason to play these older vets unless they're trying to get something for them. Because they're not playing to win anything.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Nelson will be traded a fourth time this year?
That would be awesome. I wouldn't be surprised. The reason it's happened so far is because he's in the last year of a contract, right? For some reason, is more valuable than like anything else in the league.
Jameer Nelson plays for an NBA record 13 franchises in the season.
Why wouldn't the Knicks take him?
Oh, jeez.
He'd play him.
Yeah, you're right there. So, I don't know. I think it's Waiters for me of the two. But both are definitely worth streaming. I think Waiters is owned in a lot more leagues as it is right now.
So. Maybe. Hard to tell because Nelson was a starter for a while, so he might have had...
He's on some dead teams.
Yeah.
I hear you. All right, so let's play the worry game. How does that sound, Slim? You excited?
I'm worried.
Are you worried? You're worried this won't work?
Supposed to be, right? This is get worried game? Oh, somebody else is worrying. Okay.
I think we're both worrying. We're both worried about worrying.
Okay.
I think.
So I got a question for you. This is on a 1 to 10 scale?
Yeah, 1 to 10 scale with 1 being almost not worried at all. You can throw in zeros. And 10 being so worried you're panicking in the disco.
Okay.
All right. So you ready to start? Let's see how this works.
Sure.
All right. So Draymond Green. Oh, Steve Kerr, what are you doing? Well, Steve Kerr is doing a good job because he's blowing everyone out. It's become a kind of a rotational team. He's been under 30 minutes, I believe, in four of the last five. Let's look at this here. Wow, 30-19 is as high in minutes the past five games. Under 25-23 in four of the past five. All right, so on your scale of 1 to 10, how much are you worried about Draymond? You ready?
So we're saying this at the same time? Is that what's
happening? Yeah. I'm gonna count it down. You ready? I'm going to do 3, 2, 1, and you say your number.
We're going on the empty one, right? So not on one, but...
3, 2, 1, worry number.
Okay, so it's... All right.
All right.
Yeah, okay, I think I'm ready.
All right.
Wait, so 1 is not at all, and 10 is...
10 is you trade them for... Jose Calderon.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
That's,
just...
Okay. That's a 10. Okay.
All right. Draymond Green. 3, 2, 1. 2. What'd you say?
Hey. Did we both say 2? What'd you say?
Yeah. We both said 2.
Yeah, I couldn't even hear you either.
Maybe this won't work very well.
You can't even tell what each other's saying? Yeah, that's tough.
I'm worried a tiny bit, but not enough to where I'd really do anything about it.
No, I'm worried because they blow everybody out.
Yeah, and the Warriors are good. I mean, they did have a loss in there.
Well, that loss was the game he played over 30 minutes.
Yeah, had 4 steals, had a decent enough game.
Yeah, 9 boards and a block. He played against OKC.
Yep.
I'm not worried about it. I mean, he's not a top 20 guy like he's been playing. Darn, I think I'll just have to suffice with a top 40 guy.
Yeah, and I'd be fine shooting him some buy-low offers.
Oh, yeah, especially with the best playoff schedule there is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, so we've talked about him a tiny bit. Are you worried about Hassan Whiteside and his foul trouble? What's your worry number? We'll not do the countdown because we couldn't hear each other.
Well, I think we can. So how many games has he been in foul trouble?
I feel like his per minute fouls, or however you want to quantify it, have not been good.
All right, so he had 3 fouls in 15 minutes against Sacramento, and that was the bad game against Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
The game before that was against Golden State, and he had 29 minutes with 2 fouls. No, I'm not worried at all.
Well, he had 4 fouls the game before that and 5 the game before that.
And 28 minutes against the Clippers and 22 in the other, 21-ish. Yeah, okay. That's not terrible. It's not Nurkic-level fouls.
No, I mean, you look at, it's about 95 minutes doing some quick mental math with 14 fouls. I guess that's not terrible.
Don't hurt yourself.
Oh, my brain's broken.
No, I just love how he's had, like, 2 assists in the past 10 games.
Oh, God.
No, I'm not worried about his fouls. I think he's 25 years old. I would be much more worried about Nurkic, but that's completely separate. No, I think he's fine. I think he had a tough game against Cousins, and I think he bounces back against whoever they're playing tonight.
So what's your worry number?
It's a little more than Draymond, so I'll go like a 4, maybe a 3.
I was going to say a 5, so I'm a little worried, but not panicky at all.
No, I don't think he'll lose too many minutes because of it.
So going to Nurkic... he's had some real bad foul troubles. It's a little bit more apparent with him. But he went on a stretch where he wasn't fouling too much either. What's your worry on him, you know, ever getting the minutes together and fouling a little less?
When you say ever, do you mean like when he's 27?
No, rest of the season. Good point, though.
Yeah. No, it's not going to happen. There's like an 8, a 9. It's not going to happen.
You don't think it's going to happen this year?
Not this year. I really don't.
Interesting, yeah. I mean, he's shooting really bad from the floor, 3 for his last 20.
Yeah, he's taking too many jump shots, and he's not going strong. He's not finishing strong like he was in that nice stretch he had.
Think he's just worn out?
he's getting tired. He's learning on the way. He's playing against much tougher top competition against first teamers.
Yeah, so you're worried. You're probably dropping him in some leagues in 10ers and 12ers.
I've definitely switched to I'd rather have Whiteside.
Yeah, I'm still going Nurk there.
I mean, the problem is the free throws. That's about the only thing.
Yeah, I think Nurk's, you know, I think he's going to get it together a little bit here. Still getting some steals, some blocks. Hasn't been good.
I don't think he's going to get anywhere close to that 50% field goals.
No, I don't either.
I kind of hope, maybe I'm being a little bit, I kind of hope he's not that great this year so he doesn't get overdrafted next year. Is that okay?
I'll give it to you. I'll grant you that. It doesn't sound like you're condemning him too much.
No, I mean, I think he could very well still be a top 100 guy, especially at the end of the year. End of the year, he should be better than he is now.
Yeah. So.
But it's going to take time, and he's so young that he hasn't had that time that someone like Whiteside has had, a time to learn.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we got three more on our worry game. How worried are you about Al Jefferson finishing out the year? Comes off the bench, finally returned yesterday, 25 minutes, plays pretty well. But he's a big man that's had injury issues and having a groin issue is never a good start for trying to stay healthy the rest of the season in a big old body. You worried at all about Al Jefferson?
Yeah, I kind of am, at least somewhat. I wouldn't trust him. I wouldn't be giving away, you know, any first or second rounders for him.
No.
I'll
go first. I'm only going to give him maybe like a 3. I think I'm more worried about Whiteside having foul trouble and not playing a consistent role than I am about Al Jefferson. I mean, everyone can get hurt, but I think Al Jefferson has got a good shot to close out the year.
Maybe, but I'm at the opposite end of the spectrum, and I'd go somewhere around like a 5. I think there's always a risk of a re-injury, and he had the plantar fasciitis in the off season, and maybe that's what happened. You know, maybe he's overcompensating for something else.
Mm-hmm.
But aren't we all?
Yep. And speaking of overcompensating, DeRozan off a groin injury as well, a 0 point game in 26 minutes, shoots 0-for-9. How worried are you about DeRozan? Is he just going to be a little rusty?
He's come off 3 straight 20-point games before that. The first two were a good percent.
Yeah.
No, I'm not worried about it. It's a little glitch on the radar, that's all.
I think so, too. I think I'm only giving him like a 1.
Yeah, I'm there, too.
Okay.
What I'm more worried about is that he's not going to finish the year as a top 100 player.
He's pretty low.
Yeah, I mean, the threes have absolutely vanished. Yeah. He's down to 0.3 per game.
Yikes, I didn't realize it was that low.
And he's only shooting 40%.
Yeah, I think because last year, his high volume field goal percentage, it was only at 43 last year. But yeah, it introduced the threes. I think the assist to turnover ratio is the real scary one. 4 assists to 2.2 turnovers last year at 2.5 to 2.1 this year.
Yeah, it's not the same, and not much changed. It's a lot worse than I thought it would be. I mean, I definitely thought it was going to come down. I thought last year was a career year, but I didn't think it'd get this bad.
Yeah, I think injury issues. I mean, he's had 2 0-point games in the past in his past 6 games. One was being got injured, and then the other this one. I don't know. I think it could bounce back for DeRozan. I like him as a buy low.
I'd like him more as a sell. He's got great name recognition. People love that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. It depends on the spectrum of how he's perceived in your league.
Yeah, if I can get a top 75-ish guy, I'd probably take it.
Yep. And finally, how worried are you about Rajon Rondo? Ooh, he had a bad one last night. 6 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Did you like my emphasis on the 1 assist?
Yeah, it deserved it. He is such a high-end assist guy. It was strange. I watched a goodly amount of this game, too.
Oh, yeah?
He's out there, but, in spirit more than in body.
The spirit of Rajon Rondo, will he bring anyone fantasy glory?
If I was a betting man, no.
Yeah, I'm pretty high on this one. I think he's about an 8.
Yeah, it's a little more than me just because no one's stealing his job. It's not like Felton's going to...
No. Oh, don't you dare besmirch the name of
Raymond Felton. I'd go probably a 6, a little more than I felt about Humdinger DeRozan, but I'm still worried.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to try some mental math. You ready?
Uh-oh.
So we got 10, we got 16, and then we got another 6. He's had 22 points in 5 of his last 6 games with a 21-pointer thrown in there. But, he's shooting terribly from the field. He can't make a free throw. He literally can't make a free throw. What's that?
That's literal, yeah. 0 for 7 in the past.
8 games, yeah. Can't make a free throw in 8 straight games on 7 attempts.
And I see a 7.7 field goal percent, a 9.1 field goal
percent,
16.7. This is atrocious.
Yeah. Have I boosted up your worry number yet?
I'd rather have Alfred, I think.
Yeah. Wow, you'd rather... What? You'd rather have Alfred?
Think about that for a second.
You almost snuck it by me.
What's Rondo doing that Alfred isn't doing?
Playing for a winner.
That's not necessarily a good thing. That's probably why we're seeing these. Well, that's why he had a game off the other day.
Yeah, that too.
Big fat goose egg for you.
A little more consistent assists. Rebounds are probably comparable. Steals are comparable. Elfrid's going to shoot better from the field, as sad as that is. Yeah. Elfrid's going to shoot better free throws, as sad as that is.
Yeah.
I even though my worry number was higher, I'd still have to take Rondo, but it's sadly close.
It's only sad if you own Rondo.
True. It could be happily optimistic.
But I would probably rank Rondo in the 70s, maybe the 80s, you know, right pretty dang close to Alfred. He's not top 50, not even close.
Yeah, he is out of the top 50. I agree with you there. And looking at tonight's games, man, we've got some good ones here. Man, OKC at your Miami Heat.
Yeah, that would have been a lot better last year.
Yeah, well, it's on at 7:30, so you can watch it.
Yeah, got me a home game.
Nice. Whiteside, going to bounce back?
Absolutely. Question is Steven Adams going to do anything?
I don't know. Those guys have some of the highest per minute fouls. Maybe Adams will try to get Whiteside to get a couple of quick fouls early.
Yeah, that'll be the interesting part. They're going to really fight each other. It's going to be entertaining down low. It's not going to be scoring down low, though, but the defense down low, there won't be any easy baskets. That's for sure. We're not going to see Kevin Durant drive to the basket and lay it up all too often.
No, it should be... Should be a good game, although Russell Westbrook's playing great lately. That's going to be some trouble for your point guards.
Yeah, whoever that might be. It was a rumor that Wade might be back. I don't know. But, Westbrook is... His turnovers are at a pretty elite level right now.
That's what you want to be elite in the NBA, is the most turnovers.
It's at 3.9 a game. I don't know if that leads the league.
What's MCW at? I'll look it up. I think it's going to be a good game. I think the Heat stay with them, but I like the Thunder to win. Michael Carter Williams is at 4.4 turnovers a game.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I knew it was bad, but wow. That's bad.
Mm-hmm. And the other game tonight, we've got Spurs at Denver. I mentioned I thought Jameer Nelson's a good stream for tonight. You want to play your big men against San Antonio. That's another one I put in my article today, was I think Hixon can have a decent game. I mean, he's not going to do much besides give you a double-double probably, but play your big men against the Spurs.
This would be a really good opportunity for Nurkic to stay out of foul trouble.
Ooh, that's a good one. I didn't think about that.
If Splitter, if they, you know, stay with Splitter starting, because if they switch like Bonner and then put Duncan on Nurkic, he's done. He's over. No chance. But if they leave it as like a splitter and Nurkic gets to guard splitter, I really like his chances of staying in the game tonight.
Yep. I can't disagree with you there. So, we've got four teams playing. Looking at our top 10 scorers, we've got Harden, LeBron. LeBron's on the Heat, right? So you can't pick him. just kidding. Durant can't pick. Westbrook can't pick. Davis, Melo, Cousins, Aldridge, Curry, Blake Griffin. So looks like only the OKC guys you cannot pick tonight. Who you got for 30 points?
There seems to be only one choice, right?
Yeah, I think we're both thinking of the same person. Let's say it at the same time. That worked so well earlier.
Nah, you go ahead. I'm looking at somebody at this Denver game.
I'm trying to figure it out. I'm somewhere else. Fine, I'll take him. I think there's really one clear option, and that's Chris Bosh.
Okay.
Is that what you were thinking?
No.
Oh, all right.
No. But let me check something real quick just to, you know. Come on, Wade's playing. I don't know if Wade's playing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to say Dwayne Wade. How you like that?
That's ballsy.
Yeah.
You're nothing if not ballsy. So looking at our board, I am up 4-3. You've picked up the only one recently with Oladipo. If you get this one right, I will be very, very disappointed that you actually tied me in this thing.
Well, it's going well. I think we're actually doing pretty good having got seven right.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough game. Real quick, looking at the news just coming back, it looks like Terrence Jones is progressing finally.
Whose minutes do you think he's going to take?
I don't know if he's going to play much.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think he gets more than 20 minutes the rest of the year.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So yeah, that's definitely a tough one. And that's pretty much it for news for tonight. Looks like we might get Drew Holiday back. Brow's going to be back tomorrow. We'll talk more there. But yeah, I think that's going to do it for our show today. Any other parting thoughts from the weekend? I know a lot happened.
No. I think I'm ready for tomorrow's show.
I think I'm ready for another cup of coffee. Still catching up on my sleep.
Well, I think I got to catch up on my Shameless. That's a little more important than sleep.
I can't really disagree with you there. I need to catch up on a lot of shows. So here's how bad I'm catching up on things. I just got Netflix Zero Dark Thirty. just a little behind.
Hey, it's an Oscar-worthy movie.
Yeah, I figured I should probably start at last year's Oscars before just hopping into this year. So we'll talk more movies on Thursday, as we always do, and we'll catch you again tomorrow. Take it easy, Slim.
All right, talk to you later.